1975. The days of the Corvette convertible, available since the car's inception in 1953, were dwindling. This would be the last year ragtop roadsters were available until their resurrection in 1986. Nonetheless, 4,629 rolled off the assembly line, complementing 33,836 coupes. Catalytic converters were now in vogue. Dual exhausts were routed to a single converter, then split for dual exits. High energy ignition made its first appearance, Corvette's no points distributor. It required that the tachometer be driven electronically instead of mechanically. It was also the first year only one engine displacement was available, the 350 cubic inch, capable of delivering up to 205 horsepower. Speedometers were also calibrated in kilometers per hour for the first time, in addition to standard mile per hour readings. It was also the first year for headlight warning buzzers. On the exterior, soft bumpers were structurally altered, and their appearance varied slightly from the preceding year. The front bumper system had an inner honeycomb core, while the rear had inner shock absorbers to handle impact. The rear bumper skin was one piece, unlike 1974's split unit.